It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Hillary Duff's fiance, his name is Matthew Coma. He's like a music producer, writer type of person or whatever. And he's collaborated with Zedd on a ton of projects. He is now speaking out against Zedd's behavior. He said, in a response to years of what happened with you and Zedd, because I guess they used to work together, but now they don't, I want to finally be transparent about this. It's a really sad truth because I'm extremely proud of the work he and I did together. Unfortunately, my good feelings towards those songs have all but disappeared as they were experienced alongside someone too toxic and self-serving that it occupied the space where any happiness could exist. It wasn't that dramatic of a story, but crappy people suck, and when they're successful, people are afraid to blow the whistle. Hillary Duff also supported her fiance's comment, essay, or whatever. She said, this is so important for people who love the music industry to know. Writers are taken advantage of, ignored, and mistreated. Proud of you for finally speaking up. The entire thing is so juicy. Just basically him talking about how Zedd took credit for every single thing he did, every single thing he wrote, all of Zedd's hits he wrote, and like came up with the melodies and everything, and he like would not give him any credit, and it's just like real shady stuff. It's
very
good.
Did he ever
say
anything, though? Did he ever stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, Zedd, I was part of this too.
I mean, I think he tried to, but like Zedd just was, he started having all these hits, and then it was kind of like he was able to get his team to ignore him.
Then sue him. Sue him. Get that money. Get that Zedd money.
The Golden State Warriors are taking their trolling of Drake to new levels and most recently warmed up to Pusha T's diss track, The Story of Adnan. Drake and Pusha T had a major issue with each other last year, which resulted in each one releasing a diss track about each other. And Drake is a huge Raptors fan, so I guess they played that last night to kind of troll him. And
in
I thought that
face,
was funny.
Drake.
Madonna is speaking out about the time she worked with Harvey Weinstein, saying that he crossed lines with her and was incredibly sexually flirtatious and forward. During an interview with the New York Times, Madonna said, Harvey crossed lines and boundaries and was incredibly sexually flirtatious and forward with me when we were working together. He was married at the time, and I certainly wasn't interested. I was aware that he did the same with a lot of other women. This is important. I was aware that he did the same with a lot of other women that I knew in the business. Remember when they all told us we had no idea? We had no clue. Sorry. That's why no one ever said anything. We didn't know. They all knew. She said, we were all, Harvey gets to do that because he's got so much power and he's so successful and his movies do so well and everybody wants to work with him, so you have to put up with it. So that was it. Of course, Harvey Weinstein has been accused of nearly 30 years of sexual misconduct and has since been kicked out of the Academy. And Blink-182 will play their album, Enema of the State. Is that what it's called?
I don't know, Alex. What do you think?
Good grief.
It is, yeah. There's a joke of Enemy of the State.
They're going to play the entire album. It's Enemy or Enema?
No, I'm saying you would hear like normally like, oh, that's
Enemy
the
of the State. I know. I want to make sure this wasn't a typo I was reading.
No, you got it right.
All right. So they're going to play that entire album in its entirety on their upcoming summer tour. Their tour is going to be with Lil Wayne. It begins July 27th in Columbus, Ohio, and ends September 16th in Cincinnati. It's kind of weird starting and ending in the same state. Enema of the State was released in 1999 and of course features the hits What's My Age Again, All the Small Things, and Adam's Song. Coming up in less than an hour, a fun story about the cast of Friends before they were famous.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.